1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show here. And I don't know, I got gas this morning, and it was $2 a gallon in California. It's about a average, I don't know, what is it, about a average of $1.60 across the country. And I think the low is Salt Lake City, 143 pennies. And this is the story. Although oil prices have remained steady, the cost of gas jumped nearly 13 cents a gallon in the past 2 weeks, according to that infamous Lundberg survey. And you know those are the guys that have all the goods when it comes to oil and gasoline prices. Robert Green is a member of a coalition of Southern California service station operators. And we're talking to him on a cell phone from his place of business in Van Nuys. Mr. Green, how are you?
I'm very good.
Can you tell me why the price of gas is going up?
Gas prices are up, and they'll probably continue to go up.
But OPEC isn't raising the price of oil. What is this?
Mr. Henry, the environmental requirements for spring and summer are kicking in, forcing much more complicated and expensive refining procedures. I'll tell you, these environmental deals, they hamstring the little guy like me. I can't keep up, and we feel that we're entitled to raise the price given the these environmental refinement costs.
Well, doesn't this sound a little bit like an oil company saying, geez, if you guys would loosen up the environmental standards, then maybe the price could come down?
I don't know what the oil company is saying. All I know is that every time that we try to make a living from the service station standpoint, we are dealing with a upset public.
Well, I mean, you know, $2 a gallon, look, at, we'll just raise it up to wherever you want it to be and be done with it. These incremental raises, since two summers ago, the whole thing seems to me has gone up about $1 a gallon. You know,
if I could interrupt you for a minute, Phil, if you look at what the average service station does for the motorist, most of what we do for the motorist, we don't charge for. And
Okay, like what?
Well, water and air are mostly free at most stations. It costs a quarter. What we'd like people to start doing, as opposed to complaining about the price of a gallon of gas, which starts to, it's like fingers on a chalkboard. I know you have a right to complain, but it's not going to do any good.
My complaining about the price of a gallon of gas really doesn't have anything to do with anything more than I'd like to know why. That's all, okay?
Well, there's a lot of things that you might not understand, but your listeners might not understand either. But I'll tell you, most the service station does a lot.
Well, you mentioned the fact that you give us water and air mostly for free. In some places, it costs a quarter.
We provide a squeegee to wipe off your windshield. That's free. So's the paper, a towel that you wipe the dipstick off with when you're checking your oil. That's free. The water that you use to wipe down your windshield, that's free. Now let's take a look at the use of our bathrooms. Bathrooms are free. You only need to ask for the key. All the towels, the soap.
I'm gonna ask you a question. You're saying that this makes up for the price of a gallon of gas?
If you take it in total, yes, sir. The soap, and this is what we're trying to say as service station operators.
Well, you know, a lot of places I ask for the key to the restroom and use the restroom, and you know, it's dirty.
The average restroom is, the average service station restroom, according to a survey that we did, is cleaner than a bathroom in your home.
Well, that would be hard.
That is part of the survey that we did. But everything you get in our restroom is free, from the toilet paper, the water to wash your hands with, all the towels, the soap, the seat covers are free. Most gas stations today offer coffee for a low price. Soda pop, cigarettes, film, car care products. Most of us have a mechanic on call. We have road service. We have a telephone if you don't have a cell phone. More and more of us are contracting with fast food chains to have some food on site. We offer all of this, and when we want to raise the price of gas a few cents, you can hear the screaming for miles. Screaming and crying like you...
Okay. The fact that you're offering me free towels to wipe my hands off with... The fact that you are...
Mr. Henry, when we raise the price of gas at a gas station, we might as well have set fire to an orphanage. That's how...
So in other words, you're saying you have the right to raise the price of a gallon of gas without telling us why.
No, what I'm saying is, how about sending a little bit of love my way? Okay?
When you're sending love your way, You give me free paper towels.
We give you free paper towels. You give me no love when I raise the price of a few cents. I provide a restroom for you to come in and stink up and pee on the floor and carve your phone number into the mirror. And I don't get any love when I got the EPA breathing down my neck.
Well, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're going to take some phone calls from our listeners about the price of gas, which you say you guys raised the price of a gallon of gas, and it's justified because you're giving us paper towels and squeegees for free.
You minimize that, but it is a real dollar value. And again, I can't emphasize enough, we provide restrooms for people who come in. They do their business all over the floor. They wipe their hands. They throw the towels on the floor. The average mechanic in a gas station keeps a bathroom at a service station cleaner than most housewives.
That part, really, I don't believe. A service station bathroom, with all due respect to you, sir, is filthy compared to...
No, you can't say that. Not mine. You could eat off the floor, the bathrooms in my place.
Well, good for you. I mean, my hat's off to you. I don't know how you do it, because you're right. Your primary job is to provide mechanical service to automobiles and gasoline. But most of these bathrooms, you got to be kidding.
I got to tell you, Phil, we have heard that criticism for years, and yet our industry did a survey. We found out that gas station bathrooms are cleaner. 15 gas station bathrooms with a prearranged inspection day were found to be cleaner than the average household bathroom. And I would tell you this, graffiti is not just limited to gas station bathrooms. We found phone numbers and filthy drawings in many home bathrooms.
So that No. That is...
We did.
You found graffiti and phone numbers scrawled into a guy's own bathroom?
We found that some people, not all, some homeowners, and I don't know what their problem is, will actually carve filthy drawings into their own mirrors. You know, you've seen them.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You're saying that the homeowners are carving filthy drawings into their own mirrors?
Yeah. And the elongated penises and all of that stuff.
In their own showers, in their own bathrooms?
Yes. Vomit and urine-stained floors. Weekend gas station mechanics are cleaner than a housewife in her own master bedroom. So when you want to squeal about gas prices, remember what a great experience going to the service station is.
I don't know that you're going to get a lot of people agreeing with that, sir, okay? Going to a service station is fun to get gasoline. It's great to see a gas station that's open when I need gas. But I'm going to tell you, if I got to use the bathroom in a gas station, I generally hold my nose.
I don't know where you're going. Where are you going to urinate?
That's really none of your business where I'm going to do that. It's just any gas station generally is a very distressing experience going into the restroom there.
Well, I don't understand that.
Well, I would suggest maybe you leave your own gas station, and that's probably it. You get all your gas at your own gas station.
That's right. So I don't really get around to a lot of gas stations.
Well, you ought to. If you're a member of a coalition of service station operators in this area, you ought to get around to some of these gas stations. Some of the very guys that you're in this coalition with probably got a bathroom that stinks. But all of this stuff, Mr. Green, it belies the point. We're paying more for gasoline. We want to know why, and you're justifying it because you're giving me a free squeegee and free paper towels.
That is a real cost in terms of money. I would advise your listeners. It costs me money to stack the paper towels. And the blue paper towels that you get at a gas station, I would ask you, where else can you get those?
I'm sorry?
The blue paper towel that you use to wipe your windshield down.
Right.
Where do you get those?
I don't know.
Have you seen them anywhere else?
No, sir, I have not.
Yeah. You can only get those at a gas station. That costs. So all of these things add up. And we would ask for your listeners to send a little love our way when it comes to providing these services.
I know that they're going to be in the future as we continue to evolve here at the turn of the millennium. These service plazas where you have gas,
restaurants, all kinds of things. And that's what your modern service station is evolving into. People don't recognize the convenience of the service station. And we jack the price on a gallon of gas a few cents, and you'd think that we'd set fire to an orphanage and locked all the children in the rooms. That's literally...
Well, I don't think it's that.
Well, that's how it feels to a lot of us.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Richard, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, sir.
I just, I've been listening to this guy. Is he a gas station owner? He's so far off base, it's unbelievable.
Are you in the business?
No, I'm not. But I drive a lot, and I'm in gas stations all the time. You tell me that people use air and water, and that's free. Rarely do I see people using water in the gas stations.
Well,
every gas station that I see that's got air charges a quarter or a half a buck.
Well, I said that. Some of the gas stations do charge a quarter. Ours is free. Our service station is free. But think about it.
Congratulations, but 98% of those that I see are not free.
Well, 25%.
I heard you mention something about a prearranged inspection date. That certainly gives everybody the chance to clean everything up. And when you say that people have got more graffiti in their bathroom and home, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
No, what I was trying to say and make the point with Mr. Henry is some home, I don't know, what your home, I'm sure you don't graffiti your own walls, correct?
I do not.
All right, so you don't spray paint anything in your own bathroom or...
Of course he doesn't, neither do I, most of the people listening.
And I don't believe I ever knew anybody who did that.
All right, well, Mr. Henry made a good point. He said to me, Mr. Green, get out of your own gas station, go see some other places. I would suggest to you that you need to leave your home and go see other homes.
Oh, come on. I've been in and out of people's homes my whole life. Who spray paints graffiti on their own bathroom walls?
I had a very dear friend who used to put obscene drawings.
In his bathroom.
I'm sure there are people that do things like that.
Right.
But when you say that that people's homes are worse than gas stations, that is so far from the truth that I can't believe you would make a statement
like
that.
No, I'm saying people's bathrooms are generally filthier than a gas.
That's hard to believe.
I certainly would agree that there are people that probably have filthy bathrooms. And when you say that they're generally filthier than gas stations, that just isn't even close to being true.
I'm just saying whoever it is that's cleaning up the bathrooms in today's home, whether it's the housewife or a maid service, they're dropping the ball big time because I'd rather sit in a gas station bathroom, and I'm talking about some places, and Mr. Henry, forgive me, but these are places where homosexual sex has taken place. And
we don't need to know that.
I'm sorry?
We don't need to know that.
I think that's
it's
irrelevant.
Still cleaner.
My
it's
girlfriend
still cleaner.
And I have traveled around extensively, and whenever we have to stop someplace, half the time she says to me, can we go someplace else? I don't like that.
Yeah, nobody wants to go to the bathroom at a gas station.
People don't want to do that anymore.
And what about the people that are stealing squeegees from me on a daily basis? That costs thousands of dollars a year.
Thousands of dollars.
They're stealing squeegees on me left and right.
I'm in Clearwater, Florida. We've had the price of gas go up 25 cents a gallon in the last week or
two. Yes,
now,
sir?
You're telling me that soap and paper towels to pay for that. You didn't just start putting soap and paper towels in there 2 weeks ago.
You've been using that
for a long time.
Well, yes,
for
sir.
Whatever.
That costs money, but I also asked Mr. Henry, the blue paper towel, which you don't find anywhere else but a service station. Okay?
Those are the things that they sell to mechanics, right?
Yeah. Can you get that anywhere? No, only we can. That costs.
Well, put in some white paper. I don't care whether they're blue or not.
Blue is what we've always used.
Well, I'm not interested in designer paper towels.
Well,
that costs money.
I'm
going to tell you something.
Use the white ones.
Every time I go into a bathroom, there isn't any paper towels and there isn't any soap. And I just turn around and walk out. And then I heard
you make
a comment about people do come in there and pee on the floor and things like that. So
yes,
you're contradicting yourself.
No, well, I'm saying that a lot of these people who think they're so clean come in and puke all it. We special ordered, by the way, the blue paper towel from Spain. All right, so that's what I'm talking about.
Well, congratulations. Is that worth an extra 25 cents a gallon for me to pump my own gas?
So what are you telling me? You want the white paper towel? I don't understand. You want the white?
Yes, put the white paper towel in. The blue paper towel. I don't need to wipe down my windshield with a blue towel if it comes from Spain.
Well, mister, I don't know where you're getting your ideas. Because the blue paper towel is standard.
All right, look at Richard. Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. They got to order in those blue paper towels from Spain, the ones at the gas station? All right, the price of gas is going up. We have a service station operator here and other service station operators who believe, well, towels, squeegees, soap for your hands, all the stuff more than makes up for the occasional incremental increase in gas prices. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, the number to the Phil Henry Show. I thought we lost Robert Green, who's my guest this hour. He is a service station operator, a member of a coalition of service station operators in the Southern California area. But what's true here is true across the country. The price of gas is going up, and you're saying it's going up because the price of the overhead, correct?
Well, not only our overhead, but I also mentioned the refinement costs. We operate, obviously, pumps, Mr. Henry. The average motorist who comes into a gas station gets his gas from a gasoline pump. That pump is operated electronically. The price of that has gone up. Unless you want us to go back to doing what they used to do, and we could give you your gas in a bucket. And that is possible, and a lot of service station operators are considering that to cut the cost.
Wait a minute. You're going to give me a bucket of gasoline?
Mr. Henry, you want to cry about the price of gas?
Let's be clear about something, Mr. Green. I'm not crying. I'm asking a question, okay? The price of gas.
All right. You asked the question of price of gas. You don't want it to go up. I take it that's true?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can give it to you in a bucket.
How much would that cut the price per gallon?
If I gave it to you?
If you gave it to me in a bucket.
I could probably give it to you for... right now, we're doing premium at $2 a gallon. I could give it to you for about $1.30.
$1.30 for premium?
Yeah.
So I pull in.
I give you a bucket of gas. Go ahead.
I don't know how I can...
Well, the problem is you need a funnel. I don't want you spilling it all over my driveway. There's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. You spill it all over your shoes, and if you're smoking a cigarette...
Obviously, there's prohibitions against that.
That is correct, yeah.
Let me go to Virginia on the Phil Henry Show. Virginia?
Yes, this is Virginia.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. First of all, you're only saying 70 cents for overhead, basically. If gas is $1.30 for that last comment.
I would give a guy a bucket of premium. A bucket of premium? In other words, it's a bucket.
A bucket, right. What, 5 gallons? A gallon? What size bucket?
Probably about a 5 gallon. Yeah, about
okay,
a 5 gallon bucket.
So a 5 gallon bucket for $1.30 a gallon, that's
yeah.
70 cents overhead. That's not why the price of gas has gone up.
Whoa, wait a minute. I'm charging a guy $2 to pump it out of a pump,
okay.
But I could stick the bucket
right?
down into a well. Robert
wait,
Green,
sorry,
yes, ma'am.
Mr. Green?
Robert Green, yeah.
Robert Green, okay, Mr. Green, this is Virginia. Listen, you're saying that everybody is crying, that we're crying about the price of gas going up?
Well, every time I turn
and
around.
I'm sorry, I'm not finished. All I've heard you say since you started this conversation is you've cried about how clients and customers treat you as a gas station attendant. And I didn't think that's what this conversation was supposedly about.
No, I'm saying
Mr. Green, I'm
not
finished.
It costs me money to clean someone's pee up off the floor.
I realize that, but it's always costed you money to clean someone's
yes,
pee
and
up.
The price
it's
of
always costed that
that's
money.
Right.
That's not why the cost of gas has increased.
Cost of gas is going up.
What?
It's
that's
always
right.
been going.
Why,
it's
now,
been going up
why
since.
Why specifically, besides peeing on the floor, besides the blue towels that you can actually buy at a car auto shop?
Yeah, those are all imported
all
from Spain.
Reasons, why else has the cost of gas gone out? Do you know or do you not know? Because from what I've listened
look at
to,
Virginia,
Mr.
Henry has got me on the
Mr.
program.
Green.
Well, you're asking me questions and then you say I'm not
finished.
Finished.
Wait, let
how
me
many
finish
questions
the whole
are you
statement.
Gonna? How many questions are you gonna ask me that I'm not allowed to answer?
What is that, sir?
Like
she's asking six questions that she won't let me answer.
Let me finish the whole statement. It sounds like to me that you don't really know the reason why the price of gas is increasing. The
man,
price
I
of
operate
gas
a service station, all right? I know why the prices go up.
Okay, so
and,
why?
What
no,
is,
not,
if
not
you
why they
don't mind
go
me
up
asking
in general,
you,
but why
what is
are they
your
going
experience?
Up right now?
What is your experience?
I'm in the oil and gas industry.
Well, whatever that means. So in other words, you're the one that's feeding the public this phony baloney stuff about the environment, right?
No.
I'm telling them the truth. I'm telling them the truth. And the truth is gas is going up either because OPEC raises the prices, cuts back production, or these people come in, urinate all over the floor, steal my blue towels.
So that's why the price of gas goes up, because those are the only three reasons.
Stealing squeegees? I know a guy who worked at Texaco
Station. I don't care about your
squeegees. $6,000 worth of squeegees stolen. $6,000 worth of squeegees stolen.
Okay, wait, but you're saying you can give it to me in a bucket with no restroom, no blue towels, and no squeegees
right.
for $1.30 a gallon.
No, I didn't say no squeegee. You want me to eliminate all that stuff, it'll be cheaper. Just no pump, $1.30 a gallon.
How do I get this in a bucket?
We'll dip the bucket down into a well of gasoline and pull it up.
That's not safe.
You're damn right it's not safe, but you're the guy who wants to save money.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, service station operator Robert Green. He could give it to us in a bucket out of a well of gasoline, but it would cost less, but it might not be safe. It's the Phil Henry Show, returning momentarily. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Gas prices, as you know, have gone up over the last couple of weeks. You must know this everywhere. Today, I spent $2.01 to fill the tank. That's $2.01 a gallon. That was like at a mobile station, I think. And I know that traditionally, ARCO has been a little bit less. I don't know where you guys go get your gas, but Robert Green is a service station operator. He's with a coalition of service station operators trying to what? Explain?
Well, we're trying to explain to the American people, don't hold us responsible for this. We're trying to do the very best we can with all the paper towels that are being stolen and all of the squeegees.
You're saying with all of your paper towels and squeegees being stolen, it's costing you more money and the overhead?
The overhead primarily.
Now, you mentioned that the cost of operating electric pumps is so high that you've considered giving people buckets of gasoline?
We haven't considered. I'm saying, would you like it that way? Because we can do that, it'll knock down a price.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Larry, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Larry?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
No, I don't come in. I'm done with what I had to say.
You didn't say anything.
Huh?
You didn't say anything to us.
I didn't?
No.
I wasn't talking to you?
You were talking to our screener. Now you're on the air with us.
Okay.
So nobody heard you, Larry, except one person.
Okay, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
I live in Hammond, Connecticut.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Green.
Yeah, this is Bob Green.
You should get out of the service station business, Mr. Green, because you are not serving anyone.
Why?
Because the only thing you're doing is on the radio is complaining and telling people, what are you doing for them?
I'm
and
complaining. Who's giving me love?
You're running the service station for the public, for people to buy your gasoline.
Can I jump in, Larry?
Let me talk first.
Larry,
okay?
Larry, I need to help you, though, but your radio's turned up, so you're having a hard time hearing us with your radio turned up.
I turned out. I hope.
There you go.
Get a load of this guy. He's trying to tell me what to do, and his radio's turned up.
Never mind that, because that's something I'll handle, okay?
Well, okay.
Mr. Green?
Yes, sir. You're, I'm right here, but you got to understand something, Larry. Those blue towels are imported from Spain.
Who cares? We got towels made in America. We don't need no towels from Spain.
Well, the blue ones I'm talking about.
Huh?
You know the blue?
What color got to do with anything? Or somebody washing the one that's dirty anyway?
Well, the blue ones are two-ply. They absorb more dirt.
Well, we can make white two-ply. We got white two-plies in America. Well, we got to send
well,
a
I know,
to get
but
some paper towels.
Everybody that comes to the gas station expects
Man,
you to wipe
please.
Down their window with a blue paper
I go
towel.
I go to Hess service station. They ain't got no paper towels. They ain't got no water. Only thing they got there is air and gas.
You know why? Because everybody's stealing it.
What?
Everyone's coming through and stealing the paper towels.
Man, nobody knows. You just full of crap.
Larry, all I'm saying to you is I'm doing the best I can to hold the price down for the average consumer like you, but what am I supposed to do when a guy comes in and craps on the floor of my bathroom? I got to go out and hire somebody to clean that up.
Don't the bathroom supposed to be clean daily anyway?
What's that, sir?
Don't the bathroom supposed to be clean daily anyway?
Well, yeah,
so
but
why complain about cleaning? Then it's supposed to be clean every day.
Let me tell you something. You get an SUV with a parent and his kid, and, you know, the mother and father, and four kids going to the bathroom. They're peeing all over the wall. They don't even make it to the bathroom. I got to go in there with a hose. And the other thing is, if I put white towels in my station, I got nothing but complaints from the customers.
Man, they excuse.
What are you
like
talking about?
Huh? Everybody got one.
Hey,
I'm just making excuses.
Well, what are you guys doing, you know, griping at me about raising the price of gas? I can't help it if you guys are stealing squeegees.
Oh, come on, man. You're saying the reason why gas is going up is the squeegees.
Well, not only that, but the cost of the pump. It's an electric pump.
Bye, Mr. Green.
Larry, why don't you bring in a bottle and I'll give you your gas in a bottle.
All right, Larry's gone. 1-800-449-8686. Denise, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, good.
I want to let Mr. Green here know that I was just at an auto parts store. I won't let you know which one. Some of the major stores have these blue paper towels.
Why wouldn't you let me know which one?
Because I don't think it's fair to those stores. I mean, unless I'm allowed to say it on the air.
Oh, I see. So in other words, you don't want to give them any advertising.
It's not that, but they do sell them. I don't know why you're saying that
the public
can't buy them.
Which stores? The blue paper towels?
Yes.
On the single ones, not the roll?
Yes, the single ones, sir.
Well, are they the ones made in Spain? Because you can tell if you pull the paper towel out, if it says made in Spain, those are the ones we use.
Well, wait a minute. There's two kinds of blue paper towels.
Right. The ones that are made in Spain are the ones the service stations use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they may not. I don't know. I don't.
See,
they're
yeah,
my
they're,
husband's
yeah.
car,
see,
but they're
see,
the
here
two
you
ply
are trying to tell me my
paper towels.
It's not the same thing. The blue ones we.
Why does it gotta be blue?
Yeah.
Why do the paper towel?
Because we get customers who come in ever since they were kids. They've seen the guy wipe down the window with a blue towel. Okay, you're asking me why does it have to be blue? It's like, why does Coca-Cola have to come in a bottle? Because people like it like that.
It comes in a can, too.
And in a bottle, because you got all these old-timers. Oh, I used to remember when it was in a freaking bottle. Oh, good. Okay, great. Now I get Grandma rolling in. Why are you wiping down my windshield with a white paper towel? It used to be blue. Okay, I'll get the blue kind. Is that the kind made in Spain? Yes, it's the kind made in Spain. And the price of that thing's going through the roof. If they keep jacking the price on the blue paper towel, you'll be paying 3 gallons for a gallon for
not
a gallon
at
of gas.
Not your gas station, I won't.
$3 for a gallon. Of...
Oh, come on, $3 for a gallon. Use the white paper towel then, if that's what it means.
You're just another money-hungry, you know what, out there, who just wants to make a buck the easy way.
Where did you get these paper towels again?
At AutoZone.
Where?
AutoZone, it's an auto parts store. Kragen Auto Parts.
Oh, yeah.
Walmart, Kmart, they all have them.
I don't think they sell the ones made in Spain.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
There's a shortage of blue paper towels in Spain, so the price...
Well, don't buy them, then!
Mr. Renner, I don't want to be spoken to as if...
Well, I'm sorry, but just don't buy them. I would rather you wipe my windshield down with a newspaper than have to pay $3 or $2 or whatever.
It's not just the paper towels. It's the kids crapping on the floor.
Kids crapping on the floor. You go into the average, never mind. Here is Joe on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, I want to talk to this clown.
Yes, sir.
About the bathroom.
I'm a clown.
Yeah, you're a clown because I think you're a liar because...
I'm a liar?
Yes.
I work for a living, buddy.
I'm a residential painter. I've been in,
which means you're
on the average, 200 houses.
What's that mean?
Year.
You're a burglar, then?
Okay, watch it.
Well, he's insulting me.
Well, I called you a clown because I know for a fact that the graffiti that you're talking about in residential bathrooms, I've been in 200 houses a year, and I have never seen anything such as that in any residential bathroom, even in a lower-income area.
Well, what this man, what Robert is saying is that he has less graffiti and less filth on the floor in a gas station bathroom than the average home.
Absolutely. Well, that's ridiculous.
I went into a guy's house. He had a poker game the other night. This is his own home in his own bathroom, and he's got like a large, and forgive me, Mr. Andre, but he's drawn like a big, you know, male penis and all over the wall.
Well, maybe you ought to get different poker buddies. I mean, that sounds like...
Well, I mean...
You gotta be kidding. Why would a guy deface his own bathroom?
Because they get into a groove. They're used to it. They see a bathroom, they pull out a Marks-a-Lot, and they start writing down phony phone numbers and, you know...
Well, that's ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it.
You've never? No, wait a second. You've never seen anything like that. What town do you work in?
Never. I work in Wilmington. I work in Dover, Delaware.
Okay, see, those towns are at the low end.
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Wilmington and Dover both don't have that.
Oh, no?
All the other towns do, apparently, in Delaware.
Well, I think
all the other towns in Delaware have it except...
Except for Wilmington and Dover.
Oh, is that another statistic that you came up with?
Sir, I'm not creating these.
How do you know Wilmington and Dover? Have you got it state by state?
We did a state by state breakdown, yeah. And it turned out that Dover and Wilmington have the least percentage of people graffitiing their own bathrooms.
Well, how about New York? I used to live in New York, and I've seen some pretty filthy bathrooms there, too.
They do it a lot there, yeah.
What are the best states, then?
The best states for what, cleanliness?
Yeah, the cleanliness of the bathrooms.
Probably Delaware is number one.
Oh, bull crap. You're making this stuff.
Huh? What are you laughing about?
Delaware's number one. Look at, man, just do us all a big fat favor. Tell us why the price of gas is going up. And
well, these environmental constraints. Look, you want the price to go down? Get rid of these environmental constraints. Look, I know I love ducks and geese and everything, too, but Jesus.
Let's kill a couple so I can have a cheap gallon of gas.
That's what I say.
Why
okay.
Do you just jack in the prices just because you want to do that?
Well, just be
and
happy.
Blaming it on the bathrooms and these special blue towels that you have that I could care less about.
They're made in Spain.
Well, I don't use Spain paintbrushes.
Well, maybe you
want
to start.
They do just as good a job as anything.
Well, you're lucky. You're in Dover where they don't scrawl crap on the bathrooms.
Okay.
And they have better paintbrushes in Delaware,
maybe.
Too, I imagine.
A bucket of gas would be a $1.35. For you, $1.30.
$1.30.
A bucket.
Well, a bucket, yeah. Or bring your own bucket.
Okay. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry. By the way, Mike was just telling me that we were talking about paper towels and the blue paper towels at the gas station, and I said, well, you know, Marie and I, we don't want to kill too many trees, so we buy his, you know, the cheap paper towel. And he said, well, I've got to have them. I said, well, you can always get a rag. And he says, well, you can't really clean a window with a rag. I said, well, try newspaper. He says, we don't take the newspaper. And I said, well, you might start slow, maybe a comic book, then work your way up, and someday it'll be a beautiful thing. He goes, well, that's true. Okay, 1-800-449, we don't take the newspaper. Well, you know what? I can't take it either. My wife gets it. But I don't get it. The L.A. Times, I don't get. She does. 1-800-449. I look at it, but I just don't get it. It's just 1-800-449. I don't like reading on newspaper stuff. 1-800-449-8686. So this past weekend, I want to let you know, we were up at the great campus of University of California, Davis. Now, you say UC Davis? Yeah. UC Davis is the second oldest University of California campus behind Berkeley, older than UCLA, older than San Diego, older than Santa Barbara, older than Santa Cruz, all of them. And it was an agricultural school. It started out as like a farming school back in the 19th century when it became an Aggie school, and that's what they're called, the Aggies, you know. But Maria went up there. She took personnel management, and it's one of those Aggie schools, though, where you can smell the cow manure, you know, when you're pulling around, because they've got cows, and they have, they also, at UC Davis, they have vitology. You know what that is? The study of winemaking, because Northern California does a great, great business, as you know, in winemaking, so you can go up there and take vitology and become a wine expert. Vitology is also the name of a Pearl Jam album, and I'm told that Pearl Jam didn't know what it meant when they chose it as the name of their album, so that's really kind of neat. Actually, I think vitology spelled V-I-T-O-L. No, well, maybe that is. So now you know what Pearl Jam was talking about when they named their album Vitology. They were talking about sucking a lot of wine during the recording session for it. And while we were up there, I noticed that we were in Northern California. Now, let me just say this. You got to see it to believe it. When you go to Northern California, you just got to see it to believe it. See, all of you guys that don't live in California think there were a bunch of frou-frou, wheat germ-sucking people. That ain't L.A. That's up there. Down here, we're normal. Down here, we're just like Omaha, you name it. We got a little thing called Hollywood parked in the middle of it, but nobody knows who they are. They go their way, we go ours. Hollywood's down there, and they do whatever the hell they do. They're like Northern California. But the rest of L.A. is good old redneck dumbbell country. It's a great place to live, to grow up, and to raise children. Real dumb, real redneck, beautiful. That's L.A. Now, that's just the bottom line. I don't know how else. I can't be clear, but that just happens to be the fact. Now, you may think it's hip out here. It ain't. But when you go up to San Francisco and you go up north, we went up to Davis, which is just west of Sacramento. You're up there in, you're up there in Earthshoe country. You're up there in just a little bit of lip hair on the women country. It's just, and I'm saying this, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't mean to be cruel, but I was in a sushi bar up there this past weekend in the little town of Davis and trying to get into the groove and sort of trying to really dig where I was at. And I sat down, and I ordered sushi with Maria. We're at the sushi bar, and a lady comes in, and she's got on the sweater and the jeans and the no makeup, which characterizes the Northern California woman. Nothing wrong with that. And she sits down, and she's reading a book. It looked like something from Lin Yutang, or I don't know what it was. You know, Robert Bly, some book she was reading. And the sushi chef's name was Yui, and I always get the name of the sushi chef, so I don't go, hey, you, I'll take another spicy tuna roll. I say, hey, Yui, hey, get it? Yui? Anyway, that was his name. Hey, Yui, and Yui, and Yui Tui. I said, I'll have a look. Well, she called him Yui-san, and that's fine, too. But as I'm talking to my wife, enjoying myself and having the sushi, I also had a tall asahi, which is my favorite drink of choice when I'm having sushi. She's looking over at me and giving me the eyeball like, you loud slob. And she's all very uncomfortable with it. And then the couple next to her staring at me, the same kind of a look. The guy with the hair pulled back into a ponytail and the quasi-Muslim hat with the powder blue horn-rimmed glasses, the dog on a leash, the earth sandals, the sort of hemp pants, you know, the Native American top. He's got a little satchel inside of which he keeps magic beads, some rock and some dirt that he found, and a book of who knows, you know, some... Cahil Gibran. I don't know what this guy's about. And they're all looking at me like I'm a loud creep. And there's just an attitude, and it is very, I'm going to use the word, it's a fascist sensibility that unless you're on target here, babe, unless you're on board with us about this whole thing we do up here. And what is that anyway? Well, first of all, you've got to go to a holistic doctor. You must join the co-op and buy all of your food. Your bread must be 7-grain sprouted, stone ground. You have to join the co-op. You must go to the holistic health center on campus for the students. It's very cheap. Acupressure, acupuncture, you know, and also that anesthesia-free dental work. You have to go, oh, sure, so I'll get my teeth pulled with no... Absolutely, Phil. It's really painless if they hit the right acupuncture point. And then, what else? Drink only plum wine and elderberry wine. And, okay, the occasional wheatberry beer. Get out of here! It's a whole vibe, you know, and you and there I am wearing my leather. I got a leather jacket. Oh, well, geez, you'd have thought I was Rudolf Hess. I got the leather jacket on. Excuse me. Everybody there at this reunion, it was picnic day up at Davis, and they're all standing there with a little paper plate of fried soy product and simulated chicken breast, and I'm just, Jesus. No makeup on the women. And I said to Maria, you know, this is the first time I've ever been in where I can't, there's no difference between lesbians and straight women. They all look pretty much the same. And I, you know, with all due respect, but they do. Are you gay? No, I'm married. Oh, okay. Didn't know because the leg hair threw me off. But I wanted to just say it's very nice being here, you know. Honest to God. You wouldn't be gay, would you? No? Okay. Just the sideburns or something. I just decided to grow them as a statement, you know, a unisex statement. Whatever. So there we were for the whole weekend. But we had a really nice time, and her friends are really great people because they all come from down here. Now, but isn't that the truth? That's when you're talking about the screwball part of California. That's it, man, up there. And I can't hang with it any better. At one time in my life, that sort of thing worked for me. It doesn't anymore. I wear my leather jacket. I don't mean to be cruel to cows. It's a nice feel, okay? It's a good deal. And guess what? We're going to eat the meat anyway. Might as well use the hide for something. And the whole vegetarian thing, frankly, I got nothing against it. I just don't think it's healthy. I got nothing against vegetarian. Go ahead, have at it. It's not healthy. You must eat animal protein. It is in our genes. It is in our development as humans. Vegetarianism is jive, man, whether it's about health or morality. It's just jive, but, you know, you want to look that way, fine. I got a little secret. I got to tell you guys. You guys that are vegetarians, you look terrible. Ask anybody. You're skinny. You look like you just wandered out of Auschwitz. I don't care how good you say you feel. We know that you don't. We know you're lying. Okay. I think I'll have an ostrich burger, though. Oh, I forgot to tell you about those. Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.